Friday, December 13th. First reading from Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17 through 19. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good, and lead you on the way you should go. If you would hearken to my commandments, your prosperity would be like a river, and your vindication like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would be like the sand, and those born of your stock like its grains, their name never cut off or blotted out from my presence. Haydock provides little commentary on this passage. We move on to the Gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19. Jesus said to the crowds, To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, He is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by her works. Haydock Commentary. The similitude to children signifies that there was nothing necessary for their salvation which God had not abundantly provided for, but they had pertinaciously continued in their incredulity. To explain this, he uses a similitude taken from morose children, whom nothing can please. He appears to refer to some custom of that time with which we are little acquainted. Christ, says St. Jerome, was represented by the children that played the flute, and St. John by those that sang a dirge, because Christ refused not upon occasions to eat and converse with sinners. Jesus shows the Jews by this simile that he had endeavored to induce them, by the common life he led, to an imitation of his virtues, and they had not complied with his desire. Those who sing a dirge is to be understood of St. John, who led a most austere life, and notwithstanding was despised by the Jews. Similar to this is the complaint of the Almighty by the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, What is there that I should have done to my vineyard and have not done? Our Redeemer and the Baptist imitated skillful huntsmen who made use of various and opposite stratagems, that if the nimble animal escape one, he may fall into another. As men are commonly more engaged by fasting and austerities, therefore did the Baptist practice them in the highest degree, that they thus might be prevailed upon to believe his words. Christ, condescending more to their weakness, did not embrace this rigid manner of life, though at the same time he sanctified and approved it by his fast of 40 days and extreme poverty, not having where to recline his head. It was better that our Savior's doctrine should be approved of by one who practiced austerity than that he himself should fast and live rigidly. If the Jews admired fasting and penance, whose words should have led them to the Son of God? If fasting appeared sorrowful and forbidding, why did they not join themselves to Jesus, who came eating and drinking and compassionating their infirmities? Which way soever they chose, they might have arrived at salvation. They say of John, he is possessed by a demon, because those possessed by devils were often accustomed to pass their time in the open air, to use unusual food, and sometimes to refrain a considerable time from meat and drink. Wisdom is vindicated by her works, that is, wisdom is vindicated by such as are truly wise. And the sense seems to be that divine wisdom and providence hath been justified, that is, approved, owned, and declared just and equitable, by those that, being truly wise, have made good use of the favors and graces offered them at this time of their redemption, when others have remained obstinate in their blindness and refused to believe in Christ. Or another interpretation, the multitude of believers by their faith justify the providence and justice of God against the calumnies of the wicked, for as these believed, what hindered others also from believing? Divine providence omitted nothing of those things which were necessary to procure and promote the salvation of all men.